This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda rules out problem in current alliance, says ruling coalition would continue as per consensus. Main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba assures to play effective role in parliament. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon claims budget announced for upcoming fiscal year emphasizes programs on production and employment. And two separate attacks by Israeli forces kill at least 42 people in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said existing ruling coalition would continue as per consensus. Addressing the 7th General Convention of the Tamang National Front in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal, who is also the chair of CPN Maoist Center, made it clear that there were no problem in the current coalition. The Prime Minister added that there was no point in making hurried remarks over government sustainability because it is functioning with utmost consensus. He also reminded that political change was possible with the contribution of various ethnicities and nationalities. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba says his party will play effective role of opposition in the parliament. Speaking at a program in Nawalparasi West today, the main opposition party Nepali Congress President said the party would present itself effectively as the role of the Nepali Congress in the parliament is being questioned. Nepali Congress President Deoba added that the main opposition would raise the issues of public concerns in the parliament. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon has said only dignified and independent leader and cadres who respect the labour and production can help the nation to move forward. Addressing the CPN Maoist Centre Acham Kathmandu Liaison Coordination Committee today, Finance Minister Poon claimed the budget of upcoming fiscal year focuses on programmes emphasising on the production and employment. Minister Poon said the increase in production was not for making people rich but for development based on equality and social justice. He said the equality and social justice can be obtained only by controlling the corruption and maintaining the good governance. The finance minister said that the budget was planned by keeping the five sectors, agriculture, tourism, hydropower, information technology and production in special priority. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Naren Kaji Shrestha says the government has prioritized increase in production and creation of jobs by intensifying socio-economic transformation of the country. Addressing the Youth Leadership Summit 2024, organized jointly by the National Youth Council and the Federation of Youth Non-Government Association, Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Shrestha viewed time has come to end Nepalese compulsion to go abroad for meeting basic needs. He also reminded that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year incorporated the issues of youth entrepreneurship, production increase and employment creation. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has clarified that the newly unveiled budget would not be a subject of contention among the coalition partners. In a press meet organized by the press center in Koilali today, Minister Sharma assured that efforts were being made to move ahead by correcting the weakness and addressing the grievances towards the budget. Minister Sharma, also the spokesperson of the government, claimed that the budget is a socialism-oriented and pays adequate attention to production. On a different note, the minister ruled out possibility of alternative to the current coalition partners. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The 7th edition of the Nepal-US International Film Festival has started in Maryland of the USA. The festival kicked off with the US premiere of the film Gaon Aaye Kabato, A Road to Village by director Nabin Subba. Film director Purna Singh Baraili said a total of 35 films, documentary, short movies and animation from Nepal, the US, Iran, Germany, Pakistan and 11 other countries will be screened in the film festival. The festival has been organized with the aim of connecting the art, culture, tradition and knowledge of Nepal and the US through movies. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 42 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli attacks on Al-Shati refugee camp and Al-Tufar neighborhood in Gaza. The Al Jazeera quoted the head of Gaza's government media office as saying 24 Palestinians were killed after 7 homes targeted in Al-Shati and 18 Palestinians killed in the Al-Tufa neighborhood. Meanwhile, the WHO says health system in Gaza is near collapse as casualties from an Israeli attack on the Al-Mawasi safe zone pour into Al-Aqsa hospital. A senior U.S. Department of State official and expert on Israeli-Palestinian affairs has resigned this week, United States media reported, amid the 8-month war in Gaza that has killed more than 37,400 Palestinians. The Washington Post newspaper reported on Friday that Andrew Miller, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Israeli-Palestinian Affairs, cited personal reasons for his decision to leave his job. Miller's is the latest in a string of resignation from the Biden administration across several government agencies over Washington's continued support for Israel. A nuclear-powered United States aircraft carrier is said to have arrived in South Korea for 3-nation exercises aimed at stepping up military training days after North Korea and Russia signed a mutual defense pact. According to the Al Jazeera, the South Korean Navy said in a statement that the U.S. Navy's aircraft carrier arrived at the Busan Naval Base on the morning of 22nd of the June. It said the aircraft carrier's arrival demonstrates the strong combined defense posture of the South Korea-U.S. alliance and their firm resolve to respond to the escalating threats from North Korea. The carrier is expected to participate in joint exercises with South Korea and Japan this month. Pyongyang has always decried similar combined drills as rehearsals for an invasion. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhapashchim Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda rules out problem in current alliance, says ruling coalition would continue as per consensus. Main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa assures to play effective role in parliament. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon claims budget announced for upcoming fiscal year emphasizes programs on production and employment. And 2 separate attacks by Israeli forces kill at least 42 people in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.